Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I already mentioned there are holy angels and unholy angels in Matthew chapter number 25. Turn me there. I want you to see this. Jesus is designating this when he's talking about it in Matthew chapter number 25. Verses number 31, and then we'll go to 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Now, in this section of scripture, you have to know the context. He's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture, not the tribulation, or the rapture, the translation in this section of scripture. He's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That would be the millennial reign of Christ. Okay, now look in verse number 41. Then again, I won't read all of this. He separates a sheep from a goats. And verse number 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So God has angels who are the holy angels, and the devil now has his angels, which are, we would call them, unholy angels. And so we talked about that. How did they go from holy to unholy? Well, when Satan fell, we read in the book of Revelation that he took a third part of the angelic beings with him. And because of that, that's why we see some that are roaming the earth today. Some are cast into prisons. Some are in chains. And all some are, we looked at the ones here a couple weeks ago under the river Euphrates. I take that very literally. And during the tribulation period, they will be released. So why are some of them on the earth? Why are some of them chained? Why are some under Euphrates? Why is that? Well, we looked at that. And again, I won't belabor it, but again, remember we talked about in the book of Jude how they left their habitation, and because the angelic being left, if they left their job assignment, their habitation, then were they cast into the underworld, so to speak. In a nutshell, I know I don't want to get hung on this one. Lucifer was a big dog in God's economy. Okay, when he created Lucifer, we see, before he became Satan, he was anointed cherub that covereth. We'll look more detailed in this a couple more weeks later. But when he fell, he was no longer known as Lucifer. He was known then as Satan, or we call him the devil, or all these different, the wicked one. So many words or names given to Satan, but he was Lucifer before the fall. When he fell, those angels that was under his dominion, so to speak, that went with him, they are what we would call the devils or the demons on this earth today. For instance, remember the fella who was in the garden, the Gadarenes, and those demons saw Jesus, and they said, don't cast us into the abyss. Remember that? Demons are real. These demons, I believe, were the ones who were under Satan's realm when he fell, and they went with him. Others who were not under his realm, or I would say jurisdiction, so you could understand it better, like under Gabriel, or maybe Michael, who, by the way, is the only archangel in the Bible, is Michael. What is that temple? The Maccabees, yeah, the intertestamental. They've named archangels in those Intertestament books. What do you call that? The Apocrypha. Yeah. Or in some Bibles, a lot of the Catholic Bibles all have that Apocrypha in there. They actually have names of, I just had a, Michael was a
archangel.
Man, I wait till y'all get 65. Oh, y'all are. So y'all, man, I just had a, my mind just went, okay, I'm just saying, y'all can understand then. Okay, so Michael's the only archangel.
Yeah.
All right, so those who are under Michael that follow Satan, those who are under Gabriel that follow Satan, I believe those are the reasons. Those are the ones who are chained in the underworld, those other purposes, because the Bible says they left their habitation. And because of that, he went there. Are you following the thought? We'll look more about in that recent thing. But I want you to notice that some are bound and some are free. And I have a note here. We talked about this. There's no such thing as a pre-Adamic race. A lot of good Bible teachers, I mean, good men, they're wrong on this one. They believe that there was somebody before Adam. Adam was the first. Eve come out. How many of you have ever heard of a? Okay, maybe. How many of you have never heard of a pre-Adamic race? Wow. Okay. Well, there are some Bible teachers that teach that before Adam there was what's called a pre-Adamic race, and they were the ones who messed up and all. But we won't go into there. By the way, I have a note here. We're going to be able to judge angels. 1 Corinthians 6:4. When will this take place? Well. Again, I'm of the opinion, you know what opinions are? I think they mentioned this somewhere in the Bible study. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. I'm of the opinion that during the millennial reign of Christ, we're going to have the ability to capture these demons, these angelic beings that had bothered us, and we'll be able to apprehend them. We couldn't do that now. We don't have the ability. But during the millennial reign of Christ, that's when I think, he said, do you not know that you're going to judge angels? I think that's when it be, maybe a little bit during tribulation period. I don't think so. I think it's more set aside for the millennial reign of Christ. We know that as far as the work of angels, Hebrews 1:14, they are ministering spirits to, matter of fact, turn to me. I want you to see this. Hebrews chapter number 1. Verse number 14 is speaking of angels, because in verse number 13, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Then verse number 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So we see that the work of the angelic being, the good angels, the holy angels, they're ministering spirits to help us. And we talked about this a week or two ago about encouraging us and all. I just read something yesterday about a lady who went to heaven and God spoke to her and she came back to earth. And people believe that. Now, if I ever get to say that, if I say God took me to heaven, that's when you can lock me up in a loony bin, okay? Anyway. They're ministering spirits. That's why later on in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 2, it says basically, be careful that you may entertain angels unawares. I don't understand it all. But the same way angels could put on some kind of human form. We see that they appeared to Lot, they appeared to Abraham, they appeared to Peter, they appeared in human form. Outside that human form, they're spirits. We are surrounded by an innumerable number of angels at this moment. In this building, I can't comprehend it. We are in the presence of angels. Y'all believe that? We are. That's why it ought to be even more precious to us and careful that when we come into a house of worship, that we are surrounded not just by God. We're in the presence of God. We're in the presence of holy angels. It makes our worship a lot more serious, doesn't it?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.